Your first question comes from the line of Kevin Gimbel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, I think Jared Bell is the only guy on your team left over from the Big 12 days. That's a lot of experience and everything he's gone through. How much do you tap into that maturity and leadership?
A lot. He's on our leadership council. He's really respected by all of our players, and he plays a lot of different roles on our football team, and he's also just a phenomenal young man. He's a big team.
How neat is it for you as a coach to see a guy who's gone through all the injury struggles he's been through to come out and have a two-interception game like he did?
It was great. I was really, really happy for him. And, you know, he's just kept getting better and better this year as the year went along as far as getting more and more comfortable on his knee again. And he's making a lot of plays for us on special teams and making plays for us on defense and throughout the year.
Were there any, I don't want to say issues, but he's had four head coaches, if you include his interim head coach at the end of 2010. How much did he help you get the guys to buy in since he's been through so many different coaches?
He's been just a great, great role model. You know, he has excellent parents that really care about him. He's an excellent student. You know, he's in grad school, of course, and I just can't tell you to be. You know, when you see Jared Bell walk up, you just start smiling because you know what type of guy he is, what type of person he is, and what he brings to your program. He's going to be a tremendous success, whatever he ends up doing.
Great, thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press *1. Your next question comes from the line of Steve Mims, the Register Guard.
Mike, can you just talk about kind of what you learned from your team through the non-conference heading in and taking a look at your program? Where does this compare to where your program was before?
Well, I think we're a team that has really grown. And we're a more mature team. I said that along. You know, we went to Hawaii and, you know, kind of shot ourselves in the foot and had some situations happen and didn't play like I knew we could. And then I saw a group regroup. And I think that was a statement game for these guys that, and they started believing in themselves completely. And then we played good against UMass and came from behind and had a good win against Colorado State. And then we did what we were supposed to against Nichols. And this team, I see a lot of depth. You know, we played Nichols with seven starters out. There's no way we could have ever done that the first year here. We couldn't have beat anybody with seven starters out. And we've got more depth. We've got more experience. We're bigger. We're stronger. And I think that, like I said all along, and I think it's true, even maybe with the scores, even almost, except for our situation at Hawaii, you know, our first year, our second year's team was 20 points better than our first year's team, and this year's team is 20 points better than last year's team. Now we've got to go prove it at the end of the games, but I think we've off and we've come back and won some games in dramatic fashion that we didn't do last year, so I think that shows the maturity of the team. And we'll have a lot of those close games this year as we go into the Pac-12.
What's your take on watching the film of Oregon last week against Utah?
Oregon is really fast, really athletic, still their excellent football team. I know they had that hard game against Utah. Utah had some dramatic plays on special teams that kind of turned the tide, and Utah had a mature football team. And I think Oregon's still really, really, really good.
Do you prepare for both those quarterbacks, or do you kind of try to figure out which one's going to go? Do they present some different things or similarities?
Well, I think you have to prepare for both because right now both of them have almost played in every game. I know Lockie played in the Georgia State game and Evans, Vernon didn't. So I think that you have to prepare for both. And they both present some different things, but they're still running the same offense. You know, it's the offense. It's those linemen, those backs, those receivers are also good, too. I mean, Freeman is a phenomenal player.
Mm-hmm. You guys have – I mean, that's kind of been the one team that you close games that you haven't been close with. Do you get the feeling that your team, you mentioned 20 points better and 20 points before that you're closing the gap on a program like this?
I sure hope so. I sure hope we are. I definitely think we are. We'll find out Saturday. But, you know, most people haven't been close to them either the last few years in our conference. Just a few of them have. And so I think that we need to hopefully we can do that. I believe we can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press *1.
Any additional questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that's it. Mike, hey, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. We'll see you.